Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Chicago at the NAFCD, the National Association of Floor Covering Distributors meeting at the Hyatt Regency, and I'm with Tori Jekyll with Jekyll Distributing. Tori, how you doing?
Great. Thanks, Kemp.
Now, real quick on your business. I know it's based up in Wisconsin. How's business been so far this year?
It's been mixed, but I've been really pleased with how things have gone lately. We just finished our fiscal year on October 31st, and October was a very good month for us. And it's been some months throughout the year which were surprises, not as where we'd like them to be, but there's been some positive ones too, especially the last couple of months, and I'm excited about where things will be going post-election.
Yeah, okay. So you think the election has been a little bit of a damper on the success of business this year?
I think it has. That's my opinion. I mean, consumer confidence is down, and that seems to really correlate with our sales levels. So I think getting past that will be a positive thing. Mm-hmm.
Any changes in your the products that you distribute?
No major changes. We've really invested heavily this year in some additional displays and some additional products, and it was really a year of investment for us, and we expect that to pay off in growth next year.
Now, have you diversified beyond flooring?
Yeah, we carry surfacing products as well. So we have countertop laminate, solid surface products, and we carry a quartz line as well.
Mm-hmm. So you've been president of this NAFCD organization for the past year, and you've got to be pretty pleased because we just got out of your annual meeting. They gave the financials. Your revenue for the organization was up 17%. It was profitable this year. Talk about a few of the highlights, if you will.
Well, I think it was a really good year. The convention, we have recorded, it's a great attendance here. We've beat budget in terms of revenue for the convention and other things throughout the year, and those are really positive things. So it's good to see people still investing in the association and continuing to attend and get the education that we offer.
Yes, I was surprised to see you have 10 new distributor members and 20 new manufacturer members, right?
Yes, we do. It was a great growth this year, and we're very excited to have that and see distributors continue to join us as well as manufacturers.
So this is the 45th annual meeting. This organization has been around for a long time. A couple of the initiatives that you've put in place this year, I think you've partnered with Cleveland Research on our research program. Is that right?
Yeah, so there's a lot. We get several different economic reports from them on industry topics and economic issues that we place out on our website for distributors and manufacturers to go to. And that's one area that I really think would be beneficial to our manufacturer members. We are a distributor organization, but we have many manufacturer members. And I think that's one value that we bring to them is those economic reports that they might have to pay for a hefty price for if they got them themselves.
Now, you just recently published a report this year. It just came out about a week or so ago, right?
Yeah, Cleveland Research does a quarterly sales trend report for us. So every quarter they survey the manufacturer and distributor members of our association to look at sales growth and profits and costs and things like that. And then we get every quarter we get a report on how things are looking by region and by manufacturer and distributor.
What's the summary of that? When you roll the membership all up together, how are they doing this year?
I think they're doing pretty well. I haven't actually looked at the latest report yet, but seems to be slow, but modest, but growth, and people are growing, and that's good.
And some of that growth is, like as I mentioned with you earlier, a diversity of mix, getting going a little bit beyond flooring, right?
Yeah, there's several members, even members on our NAFCD board, that are involved in the surfacing side of things, as well as other products, too. And, I mean, you see it when you listen to companies talk, like we heard today, a lot of them got their start in different products and then branched into flooring, which is how my company got started. We started with surfacing products and branched into flooring.
Okay. Now, you just recently gave some Lifetime Achievement Awards to three individuals. Give us a quick summary of that, if you would.
Well, it was great. We had Lucky Burke and Melinda McChesney and Dennis Cook, and they were all had just great careers in the flooring industry and served the industry well, and it was just exciting to see them get the awards and hear what they had to say. They're all well-deserving and great people.
Yeah, so Lucky is with Reader and out of Texas, and the other's with Guilford Johnson, which is the distributors that came together last year.
That is correct. Dennis was from Guilford Flooring, and Melinda was from Johnson Wholesale, and they're now merged together.
Uh-huh. All right, so you're stepping away now as president. So you'll be past president on the board next year, and Heidi Cronin comes in as president, and she's a distributor, family business, been around for a while. And where's her area?
She's out in Oregon, so the Pacific Northwest is her geography.
That's right, and she's been with them for a long time, right?
Yeah, she has. She's I forget what generation she is, if she's fourth or third, or but she's been in, it's been a family business that started in the 1800s in the saddle and harness industry, and it's a great story, and she's got great stories about her grandfather and the values that he's instilled throughout their organization.
Uh-huh. Oh, are you relieved to be stepping off of the presidency?
It was fun. I'm glad I got the chance to serve, and it's kind of nice to have one more year on the board to not be in that leadership role, but still be able to be an active participant as a past president.
Well, I've got to compliment you. You know, you're obviously young. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 45, same as NAFCD.
Okay, 45. And you brought an energy level to the program this year that's very good. You did an amusing video here, so you use new technology. And so I applaud you for some of the efforts you've been able to achieve this year.
Yeah, so some of the feedback we got last year is that the annual membership meeting is a little dry. There's certain things you have to do as an association, and it gets a little dry. So we got that feedback, and we listened and thought, let's bring a little fun to it. Let's show people that we have fun on the board. I encourage people to get involved. It's not just business meetings. We actually have great friendships and have a lot of fun together.
All right, Tori, it's good to be with you again. Been talking to Tori Jekyll, the president stepping down from the NAFCD with Jekyll Distributing, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.